The state's top small school's drama, debate, and forensics student says a tie was a great way to go out. Sitka High School senior Barrett Wilbur was the top scorer at this year's state DDF tournament in Anchorage earlier this month. Her 15-member team shared the overall title with perennial DDF powerhouse Whitestone in their first ever head-to-head matchup in the small schools division. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Wilbur medaled in three events. She took first place in expository speaking, first place along with teammates Jake Turner and Hannah Hamburg in Reader's Theater, and fourth place in debate. Wilbur says she knew she was doing well at the state meet, but not this well.
DDF isn't like a lot of like sports. You know, when you're in a track race and you cross the finish line, you know that you won. But in DDF, you don't figure out any of your results about how you're doing until the competition is over.
Wilbur has been competing in the DDF program all 4 years of high school. Her coach, Randy Huey, says this depth of experience made Wilbur tough to beat.
She won events, scored tons of points in debate, in speaking, forensics, and in drama, which is how she got to be the top scorer. She did all of those major categories of events.
Wilbur's 7-minute expository speech was on photography. The piece was based on one of her college entrance essays. Her Reader's Theater piece was called Boise, Idaho, which she and Turner and Hamburg had been working on all year. The event is one of the most challenging in DDF because the actors engage only the audience as they read. They don't physically look at or interact with their fellow performers. Wilbur says that Boise, Idaho evolved slowly into a state contender.
It's just this ridiculous scene in which two very boring people are sitting in a cafe and suddenly a very strange person next to them starts narrating their lives. And so they start to play along and the whole thing just gets crazy. And so I guess to improve it over the season, we worked a lot on character development and making our characters stronger and funnier. So that, I think, is really what helped us go from the level of competition we saw at regional tournaments to really succeed at state.
Whitestone has dominated small schools DDF in the state since it began its program about 15 years ago. Sitka recently has been the team to beat among large schools, and the two had never met since Sitka had dropped into 3A. Wilbur says that when the tournament organizers, after two solid days of competition, announced a tie, the place erupted.
We were sitting right in front of Whitestone in the auditorium, and we pretty much all went nuts. I mean, we always knew that Whitestone is the best small team, and we've never had to compete against them until this year. And so to end my DDF career with a first-place tie with Whitestone was just amazing.
Sitka senior Barrett Wilbur won a $1,000 scholarship for her top finish at the state drama, debate, and forensics tournament. She plans to attend Swarthmore College. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.